Okay.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening, Elias. How are you?
As always, and yourself?
Well, Mary and I have been a bit frustrated with the whole communication emotion wave at the moment. We haven't been able to get a hold of each other for 2 weeks since we were cut off. We've been sending emails back and forth. She hasn't gotten any of my phone calls. It's just like we were cut off from each other.
And what is your assessment?
I have no idea, but we both really hated it.
And in this, what did you notice?
Well, we both got really frustrated. It generated a lot of frustration, but we do wonder if there's a counterpart thing going on, because we notice there's a lot of similarities between herself and myself.
Yes, that is correct.
My emails could get through to her friend, but they couldn't get through to her. But I did notice that I did have time to read some stuff that gave more clarity on the whole Al and Giselle thing, which we just finished talking about quite extensively before I started talking with you. And I did get a chance to listen to your group session before I got to talk to you tonight. So maybe I needed to hear all that before we finished our session. I don't know.
I would agree. And I would also express that this has been, in a manner of speaking, a turbulent time framework. And in that, let me express to you that at times, frustration can be beneficial, for it can be motivating, but I would also express that even in time frameworks in which you may not necessarily become motivated, frustration is a feeling that is accompanying a message that is associated with stopping. When an individual becomes frustrated, that is your signal. The message you are offering to yourself is, now is a time framework in which you are agitated, in which you are scattered, and it is a time framework to stop and to readjust and to allow and to quiet yourself. This is the beneficial aspect of frustration, is that generally speaking, the message with frustration is the same. The message is very simple. The message is stop, readjust, and allow. That there is too much activity. There is too much pushing, and what you are expressing to yourself inwardly is enough. Allow, recenter, and stop. And whether you listen to that message or not is another situation.
Well, with that frustration, that frustration has also been present with my horses. I'm frustrated with myself because I find my body doesn't function the way I want on the horse. I haven't even been able to get past a walk to a trot to a canter because I experience this paralyzing fear on the horse. And when I'm going to book my trainer, if it gets canceled or it rains or everything just seems to happen so that I don't seem to get the help I need, except for one person who's all of a sudden volunteered his time and he's a blessing. But this frustration mounts because I want to move forward with my horses because I see all the fun I could be having, and yet I'm going slower than a snail's pace. I'm like a capabilities of a 5-year-old. 10-year-olds learn faster than I do.
But this is the same message. You are generating obstacles, and the reason you are generating obstacles is that you are expressing this signal of frustration, and you are not listening to the message. And therefore, when you do not listen to the message, you create more imagery to support the signal, and in that the signal becomes louder and louder and stronger and stronger.
I understand that, but why would I send myself a signal of so much frustration when it's something I am actually wanting to pursue?
Ah, but I would express to you that for the most part, when you or any other individual expresses frustration, the reason you are expressing frustration is precisely that you are addressing to some action that you want to do. It is not generating frustration in relation to actions that you do not want to do. You express that feeling for you want to engage in a particular direction, and you are not accomplishing.
Okay, well, how do I readjust? Because I have come up against obstacles that blow other people's minds when I tell them about it, because it's just impossible for one person to experience so many obstacles. So why am I blocking myself at every single opportunity?
This, my friend, in actuality, is quite simple. For you are pushing yourself to skip stones. Now, what is meant by that is you are skipping steps. And in that, you are attempting to push through the first step and move to the next step.
What your do you mean by step? As in actually riding the horse or working with them on the ground? Or because it's been everything, the saddle, the float, the everything.
Correct.
Right down to the horses I got.
Correct. For it is engaging them. You want to ride the horses. This is what you want to do. And
well, any horse, really. I've taken to riding other people's because I can't ride mine.
All of these other factors are associated with you riding a horse. And in this, the baseline of all of it is your fear. You are afraid, and that is the baseline. And what you are doing is engaging all of these actions to skip over that step of addressing to the fear and moving in all of these other directions.
Did the fear happen from falling off? Or was it there before?
I would express that moved the fear to the surface. That, yes, there was an aspect of that fear prior to that incident, but that reinforced it and pulled that up to the surface.
How do I address the fear?
Addressing the fear is a matter of genuinely interpreting a factor of time and action to genuinely evaluate what this fear is. Now, the automatic expression or response is, I'm afraid of riding the horse, for I'm afraid that I will fall off.
No, it's not having control.
Which will do what? Which will generate the action of you falling off and potentially generating injury.
So now, I have a fear of injury.
That is the surface aspect. The aspect of control is one aspect of that genuine fear, not being in control. That is one aspect. Another aspect of this fear is, beyond not being in control, which is somewhat of a generality, it is a matter of evaluating what does that mean. When you express, I incorporate a fear of not being in control, this is a very general statement. How do you define control? And what aspect of control are you afraid of not expressing?
What aspect of control, what did you say, are you afraid?
Correct.
Of not expressing?
Correct. First, define control.
Having choices. The ability to make choices within any given situation in a timely manner so that you can determine the outcome.
Very well. Therefore, how you are defining control is determining an outcome. And are you expressing that this is the fear, that you cannot determine the outcome?
Well, it's part of it. I seem to not be able to control my body in expressing what I want to the horse, so it continually speeds up. I can't get it to slow down.
And define what the aspect of control is in that situation.
I'd like to be able to control my body so I can give clear signals to the horse and communicate my energy effectively so it understands, yes, I only have to walk, I don't have to race ahead, or yes, I only have to trot, I don't have to keep speeding up.
This is not what I asked. I asked you to define controlling your body without interpreting the word control. Define what you are expressing in...
Define controlling my body?
Yes.
Coordinating my hand moves when I ask it to. My leg asks it to move in a certain way. My feet moves in the way I would like, and the horse understands the signal.
Therefore...
there is communication happening.
What do you perceive you are not communicating to your body consciousness?
I'm not sure about that because I have huge issues with it where one half of my body will shut down. Even when I'm not on a horse, sometimes my muscles shut down and quit working and don't support my structure. I have massive structure issues, which I think is all interconnected.
I would agree. Now, in that, what would your assessment be? What creates that? What motivates that?
I don't know. It's like a neurological thing, and it comes when I least expect it. It just seems to happen, and then I have to pay attention to my body when it's happening.
And do you notice at any time what is actually occurring when that occurs?
No, but I noticed a reaction to it, which is frustration.
Very well. Now, when was the last time that this occurred?
The last time it happened was when I was on the horse at Robbie's, and I was on his horse, which is a well-behaved horse, and my whole body became paralyzed with fear. And I got over it, went for a drink, changed my focus, went and got back on the horse, and I was trying to do something he asked me to do, which was turn my body to the left, and the whole left side of my body felt like it wasn't there.
Very well. Now, you expressed that you were already expressing fear, and you attempted to stop and engage a different action in the attempt to readjust yourself, and subsequent to that, you re-engaged the horse and received an instruction, and you experienced this action of your left side of your body consciousness not responding. Is that correct?
I think so, but at the time I wasn't feeling fear when it happened.
Not when the non-responsive occurred, but prior to that, you were. Prior to that,
I was, yeah.
You were, and you disengaged the animal, attempted to distract yourself, and in your terms, readjust.
But sometimes it's not that cut and dry. Like around the house, I could wake up that way. I could wake up where some of my muscles are switched off, and I actually were to have a condition called MS, or a neurological disorder, because sometimes I wake up with parts of my body not working properly.
And how long does that endure, and what do you do?
Often I take muscle relaxants to help, and Nervines to help me neurologically relax. I have a kinesiology balance to get the muscles working properly. Oftentimes I just ignore it, and eventually it goes away, and then I return to normal. But I find I'm returning to normal less and less these days.
And how long is the duration that that is actually occurring?
Well, I can tell you the duration of what I was normal was when I took all those antibiotics, herbal antibiotics from my gut. My body actually functioned okay for about 3 weeks.
This is not what I'm asking. What I'm asking is, when this occurs, when the actual action occurs in which a part of your body conscious is not responsive, how long is the occurrence in that moment?
I didn't answer because I don't know. I could only tell you how long I was normal for. I honestly don't know how long it's been since I've been normal or how long it lasts for, because I always seem to be in some sort of state where my muscles aren't working.
Therefore, if you awaken in the morning,
yeah,
and this is occurring,
yeah,
there is no time framework in which it stops. It continues through the entire day.
I think it does, because different parts of my structure go out of alignment. Even though I'm not paying attention to the fact that it's happening, certain parts of my structure go out of alignment, so that tells me that yes, it's still there. Does that make sense?
I am understanding what you are expressing. You are not understanding what I am expressing.
I think I am. I just don't know the answer to that question. Like, tonight I was sitting there bouncing my legs, and I'm feeling perfectly normal. And I noticed that I could bounce one leg to a rhythm really fast, and the other leg I had to really think about it to get it to even move.
Very well.
So, was it like that all day? I don't know.
But this is the point, or partially the point, is that you are moving into this generalization in which you are no longer clear in relation to what is actually occurring and for how long. It is becoming blurred, for you are creating this generalization that it is always present, and therefore then it creates this perception and seems as if it is always present.
Right, well, how do I get rid of it?
First of all, it is a matter of becoming more clear in relation to what is actually occurring. That is the first aspect. For when you are not clear, it is much more difficult to address to a situation, especially in relation to physical manifestations. In this, the first aspect is to begin to genuinely notice, one, when it is actually occurring, and how long it endures, much more precisely rather than generally. Is it occurring for 10 of your minutes? Is it occurring for one half of an hour? Is it occurring for 3 hours? It is important, first of all, to be aware and clearly noticing and therefore clearly defining what is actually occurring and how long is that occurring for. The next aspect is to begin to notice also what have you been feeling. Not necessarily in that precise moment, for This, I will express to you also, my friend, is not unusual. Individuals generate certain manifestations with the body consciousness in relation to ongoing underlying issues.
Well, I have occasional anger and frustration that pop up, and I don't know where the anger comes from or why. It just comes out of the blue, and I think, why am I angry? And I never get an answer, really.
Now, we make a beginning. Now, perhaps we can begin to address to these underlying issues, which can be helpful to you in relation to your horses and what you want to do. And may also be helpful to you in association with generating a new relationship, which I am aware is another direction that you also want to engage. Now, in this, you feel at times angry or frustrated. Remember.
And sometimes I feel sad, basically because I'm not creating the things I'd like in the time frame I'd like to. And I feel like I'm limiting my choices by influencing what's happening around me rather than what's happening around me is limiting my choices. It's the other way around.
How so? Define that.
Okay, so I influence what's happening around me, so therefore I book a riding lesson with my riding instructor, one of them, and it completely gets canceled all the time because of the rain. So therefore I'm limiting my choices for that day and how I can play with my horses, for example, because I have created the cancellation, which causes more frustration for me.
Very well. And let me express to you the anger and the frustration are two aspects that are automatic responses, and in that, the more you move in those directions, the more you limit yourself. Therefore, one of the first directions to address to are these two expressions of anger and frustration, for they generate a very similar expression in energy. One somewhat less than the other, but essentially they generate very similar actions.
Okay, so what is the anger a communication of? I know it's a signal, but it doesn't come at a time when I'm actually having a scenario outside of myself that makes sense to it. It just comes, I could be washing the dishes and all of a sudden I feel angry, and I'm like, I'm angry. That's interesting. And then it goes away.
This is what I am expressing to you, that this is our beginning point, is evaluating and discovering what is underlying that is generating this signal.
Can you give me any hints, because I've asked that question for a long time?
What do you assess that you have felt or you have experienced or that you generate an association with that is disempowering to you? Can you define one thread, so to speak, that can create a commonality of disempowerment.
Yes, I got married.
I would express that this disempowerment has been occurring before you coupled yourself.
Okay, I could relate it to a belief system that I have to work hard for money. Then I thought I had fixed that one. Not fixed it, but looked at it and decided it wasn't working for me. So that could be disempowering.
Let me stop you.
Okay.
For this is another clue.
Okay.
When you address to a subject that you express, as you have in this moment, isn't working for you, and you evaluate that subject, and you perhaps change some aspect or change an action or perhaps change how you are thinking in relation to that subject. Once you do that, you are generating this idea that you have addressed to this and therefore it is done. Let me express to you, my friend, this in itself can generate considerable frustration, considerable disappointment, for this is not accurate. This is not what you do, and it is not what occurs. That is the same as expressing that you are eliminating a belief. It does not occur.
Okay, I know, I understand that, but that's like a whole nother well that we're about to jump into. Because that thread could be a bottomless pit if we were to go down there right now. So I'll have to explore that on my own, I think, and then come back to it, the anger thing.
Very well, but let me express to you, this is all interrelated. It is all interconnected.
And well, that's what I wanted to ask you about. So with this anger and a message of disempowering myself, is that why my horse completely attacked me the other night and bit me?
Yes.
Because firstly when I came back from Saudi, I was empowered and she was very nice to me. All of a sudden I'm disempowered because of concerns about my divorce, which I wanted to talk to you about tonight, and she bit me.
Which is obvious, is it not?
Well, it wasn't at first, and then it became obvious later, because she's the lead mare, so she's going to pick on the weakest one, the weakest link.
And in that, I would express that, are you not paying attention to this aspect of what you are engaging presently?
Well, I find that fine. I'm paying attention to it, but I find it really friggin' annoying that you can pay attention to it and nothing shifts. You can pay attention to it till you're blue in the face.
That is dependent upon how you are paying attention to it. I did not express, are you not thinking about it? I expressed, are you not paying attention? Which there is a difference.
Yes, I'm paying attention to that.
In this, it is a matter of acknowledging yourself in what is being generated. Or are you moving in the direction of attempting to ignore it? Or attempting to override it? Let me express to you.
I'm kind of seeing it as a temporary setback where I'm at right now, because there's been a lot of stuff going on with this divorce, and I see myself creating a good outcome, and for that I'm happy, but there's still fear around that. And I wanted to talk to you about that, because that is what I think has unsettled me or created a lot of change in my life, where there has been uncertainty as to whether I can proceed in the manner I have been so contentedly doing. I don't like to worry about finance. I would rather that it just takes care of itself so I can focus on what I really want to do. And this divorce thing has made me look at it, which I don't want to look at. And I did some psychic stuff on that, and what I got was that, yes, we've created an agreement together, but that the court settlement will, the court will find in my favor, but they'll send it back and say that it needs to be changed. Is that what I'm creating right now?
It is possible.
Okay, and then, you said that there's something generating with Tim that he's not aware of, and we're in the middle of trying to make a contract. And I'm wondering if there's anything I should put into that contract that will put my mind at ease so I don't have to worry about my security, I guess I could say.
What you should include is what you want and what allows you to be comfortable.
I think I've done that. But it's hard to tell. When I look at my future, or try to look at my future, I want to still be able to work part-time and play with my horses. That's what is really important to me right now, and do my spiritual stuff, you know, and not have to worry about generating an income. So I live day-to-day generating an income. And that's what I've managed to create for the last 8 years. Is that lifestyle. So I don't think that anything should have to change, but there is that underlying fear that it could. And that, I think, is what is creating this state of disempowerment for me.
Those are all surface issues. Those are all aspects of imagery. Let me express to you, my friend, imagery are the surface expressions that offer you clues in relation to what you are doing. If you do not address to what you are expressing inwardly and how you are directing your energy and how you are discounting yourself, if you continue to direct your attention mainly to the imagery, to the surface expressions, and not address to the inward expressions, you will likely continue to express this unresolved fear. You will likely continue to present obstacles to yourself. You will likely continue to express frustration and anger for what you are paying attention to and what you are seemingly attempting to address to is imagery.
Okay, so if that's how I tell myself what I'm actually doing is through the imagery, the anger is I'm disempowering myself. I'm experiencing anger because I'm disempowering myself, and I think that's why Tompkin keeps holding up a mask on his face of an eagle. That's the message I understood it as, is I'm disempowering myself. He's trying to remind me of that, of what my true power is. How am I disempowering myself? I have understood this for a long time, but I don't know what it is. Is it something I'm focusing on? Something I'm doing? Something I'm generating? Something that happened to me that I need to look at that I don't remember? Because I could psychoanalyze myself for years and not find the answer.
And that is precisely what I am expressing. I have expressed to you precisely. You are paying attention to imagery. And even in your question, you are generating the same action. What are you presenting to myself? Your question is it some action I am doing? Is it something I am looking at? Is it some action that occurred in my past? What is all of that? It is imagery, and you are continuing to move in that direction.
So you're saying I'm experiencing all these emotions because I'm paying attention to the imagery in my life, the events in my life.
I'm not expressing that it is not significant or important to pay attention to events in your life, or that it is not important to pay attention to imagery, but imagery is not the end-all be-all. It is very similar to feelings. You expressed that you were engaging the transcription of our group interaction, correct?
Yeah.
And this was the main theme of that interaction. Feelings. And what they are. And what they mean. And how they can be distorted, how they can be exacerbated, how they can be generated in extreme, and how they can influence in manners that are not beneficial or that are even destructive. Imagery is very similar to feelings. Yes, it is important. Yes, feelings are important. Yes, it is very real. Yes, feelings are very real. But they are indicators.
Okay, so you said I had to address the underlying issue, and you're saying the underlying issue is I'm paying attention to indicators.
No. That is what you are doing. That is not the issue.
Okay, so how do I address the underlying issue then? If I don't understand what it is.
Very well. You begin by inquiring to yourself and evaluating what generates your association with not feeling empowered. What do you not trust in your own expression, in your own ability? What do you perceive you cannot do yourself? What can you not do yourself? You have considerable imagery that is expressing the prompting for you to be generating this question and this evaluation. You have imagery in relation to money, you have imagery in relation to relationships, to your partnership, to your horses, to your trainers. You have imagery in tremendous directions in relation to what do you perceive you cannot do yourself. It is not...
Honestly, I have no idea because I have always taken care of myself. I'm living on a 10-acre property and other people look at me and say, how do you do it by yourself? I just do it.
And what do you do? But are you? In your perception, are you genuinely? I would express that in your perception, you allow for partial credit to yourself that you manage a property and that you can physically engage the house, the property, to an extent you can physically engage the animals to an extent. But in that, also, what you perceive to be very important, you perceive is being provided to you. The property, the income, even the support in relation to other individuals in association with what you are managing. You credit yourself with certain physical actions that you are managing. You do not credit yourself with the non-physical energies and actions, and even some of the physical actions you are not crediting yourself with.
You mean the financial side of it?
What did I express?
Or is that just more imagery?
Did I express financial?
Oh, you said the property and the income, but they are both financial related.
Correct. And support.
So does it come back to... I don't get it. I don't get what it comes down to.
You generate an association that you are battling with. You are attempting to acknowledge yourself and empower yourself, but objectively, you do not know how to do that. And therefore, you are partially generating that. If you remove the financial support from your partner, if you remove the physical support of the property from your partner, if you remove the support from your trainers in relation to actions, if you remove those aspects and you are holding what is remaining, what do you credit yourself with? And do you incorporate that confidence and that trust of yourself? I will express to you quite definitely, no. Will you?
I do not have a trust that I can provide for myself and take care of myself.
I would express that it is not that black and white. You have not even approached that subject yet. You have not addressed to the subject to present that to yourself to evaluate whether you trust yourself to provide for yourself.
Before I was with Tim, I did it for years, though.
It matters not. What are you doing now? Let me express to you, my friend, very genuinely, this is a very common expression with many, many, if not most, individuals. They may generate an action or many actions in their experience that is empowering or is trusting themselves, and they may also move into other actions that are not necessarily initially moving in the direction of not trusting themselves, but through time and through routine and habit, they become familiar with actions of trusting outside of themselves. And they remember a time framework in which they generated differently, and they acknowledge themselves that they did accomplish that action previously, and therefore there is an aspect of them that knows that they do incorporate the ability to do that, but that is not to say that in this time framework that you or any of these other individuals trust that you can do it again.
So this imagery of a stone house that I'm seeing on acreage that's very peaceful and it's up on a plateau, I see it as a future house. Is that picture I'm sending myself to encourage myself that I can do that?
Yes. And it is an image that you are offering to yourself to encourage you to rediscover you, to rediscover your confidence, to rediscover your trust of you, and to generate that genuineness in you to empower yourself again. Just as I expressed to you in this conversation, that if you move in the direction of thinking that you address to a particular subject and therefore you are done with it, that you are setting yourself in a direction for disappointment and frustration, for that is not the situation. Just as you can move in that direction of fooling yourself, you can also move very easily into directions of fooling yourself that you are empowering yourself when you are not. And in that, your indicators are your imagery, which I am acknowledging that you do pay attention to your imagery, but the reason you continue to generate these signals of these feelings of frustration, of anxiety, of fear, of anger, the reason you continue to present those feelings, those signals to yourself, is that the imagery and the feelings are merely the indicators, and they are very strongly attempting to prompt you into paying attention to what is occurring inwardly how you are discounting yourself. And let me express to you quite definitely, each time you move into frustration and the stronger you express frustration, the more you are reinforcing discounting yourself. Frustration is a feeling that is designed to be expressed momentarily merely to attain your attention, to offer you that signal to stop.
Okay. That's the alarm going. I wanted to ask stuff about Thompson Red, so I'll ask that for another day. Sorry, I had some other questions about psychic stuff as well, but that's all right. Just go with what we did tonight. Okay. Thanks for that, and I'll have to figure it out, I guess.
Let me express to you, my friend, in gentleness and in sincere supportiveness to you, I am aware that this is challenging and that this may be initially difficult. But let me also express to you that there is genuine supportiveness with Tompkin, with myself, and with Giselle, that are very much expressing energy in genuine support and encouragement to you.
I do feel that, because I do feel like I can talk to you sometimes and I get answers.
And we are all continuously present with you.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. I express tremendous affection to you, my dear friend, as always. And I shall be anticipating our next meeting. And great encouragement to merely briefly recognize that frustration, but a reminder not to continue it. I shall be offering my energy to you in force.
Thank you. I need it. No, I don't.
I express to you great lovingness, my dear friend, and great encouragement to be gentle.
Thank you.
Until our next meeting, my dear one. Au revoir.
Au revoir.